West Georgia's first news for your Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. The city of Carrollton on Sunday, the first in West Georgia to adopt an emergency ordinance temporarily banning gatherings of more than 10 people and making it law in Carrollton to keep 6 feet of social distance. City officials stated that these are not always feasible in a work setting and have included a number of exemptions. It also gives mayor and council powers to suspend any gathering of any size and closes restaurants and bars for anything except takeout. Carrollton Mayor Betty Kaysen, Sunday.
We have to consider what's best for our community. I will tell you that there has been one gathering that has been identified where there are 11 confirmed cases that have come out from that gathering, and that is the main drive we have this morning in passing this resolution.
A number of residents are taking to social media speculating the source of that virus cluster. However, city officials have said that public health has advised them not to disclose the location or the event. They did say the source was not a popular local eatery in downtown Carrollton, rejecting a social media rumor circulating. City officials say grocery stores, convenience stores, hardware stores, and the like will remain open. People will still be able to go out and purchase essential things. As other local governments consider adoption of a similar resolution on Monday, a Villarica City Councilwoman says she would not support any ordinance like Carrollton's for the City of Gold.
I don't like the idea of forcing private business to shut their dining rooms or to shut their parking lot or eating space that's outdoors where they've got spacing and sanitation going on.
Councilwoman Leslie McPherson does have some support on social media. She instead is suggesting speaking to local businesses about following the guidelines of spacing and show they can comply with the guidelines set by the CDC. Meanwhile, Carroll County's Board of Health on Sunday calling an emergency meeting to discuss guidelines to help prevent further spread of COVID-19 in our area. Chairman of the board, Dr. Laura Larson, says restricting exposure is key to fighting this virus.
You've heard a lot of information about flattening the curve. There is some new modeling that suggests that the point of no return for Georgia is estimated to begin on March 24th. And after that day, every day we delay restrictive measures, we run the risk of a earlier and higher peak to infected Georgians. And I think it will completely overwhelm our hospital system if it gets to that point.
Larson shared data from a recent model that suggested by not acting on social interaction guidelines, one person with the virus could lead to the infections of more than 400 people over a 30-day period. She says if we were to have 75% less social exposure, that same person would infect less than 2 people in that same 30-day period. Audio from that meeting is posted to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. I'm Colin Worthington.